This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado has two new laws aimed at improving security for elections and election workers. CPR's Banta Berkeley reports.
Governor Jared Polis signed one bill into law aimed at preventing insider election security threats. It now requires 24/7 video surveillance and safeguards for voting machines. It also increases penalties for tampering with election equipment. The second bill he signed increases penalties for harassing, threatening, or intimidating election workers and staff just for doing their jobs. It also allows workers to keep more personal information private. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A new state law could make daylight saving time permanent in Colorado. CPR's Matt Bloom explains there's a catch.
The catch is that it only goes into effect if the federal government passes a similar law, and if four other Mountain Time states follow suit. State Representative Kathy Kipp is the lead sponsor.
Wyoming and Utah have already said they're going to do it. We know that Arizona's not going to switch, but we basically have to get, I think it's either southern Idaho or New Mexico to switch.
She says the change would have public health benefits and reduce a nuisance in most people's lives. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A Colorado eighth grader came in second in the National Spelling Bee last night. 12-year-old Vikram Raju coolly and correctly spelled 15 words in the final round, a 90-second spell-off. Here he goes.
Spielbone. S-P-E-A-L-B-O-N-E.
Phreatophyte.
P-H-R-E-A-T-O-P-H-Y-T-E.
Gaidiang.
G-A-Y-D-I-A-N-G.
Well, the trophy went to 14-year-old Harini Logan of San Antonio, who spelled 21 words during the lightning round tiebreaker. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News and KRCC.